Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Think about this statement, riots or revival. There's been so many things that have been wedged into our culture, wedged into the way of our family life and the court system, and everything's up, that's down, everything down, that's up. It's like everything that used to be yes is no. And we're at a place that just doesn't shift. But what will shift it is revival will shift it. Our college campus and our universities right now, some of the reports are, believed by George Barna, that 50% of youth that go to Christian colleges, that 50% of them leave their faith after going there. If they go to a secular college, 70% leave their faith. What's happening on the universities? Well, let's take a look at that. The answer is for us to go right into the problem and begin to say, we got to preach the gospel right there. Let's take a look. Revival or riots? CBN Now. Take a look.
To Christian ministries, many college campuses might as well be putting out not welcome signs. Activists and campus administrators increasingly target Christian groups. One weapon, accusing them of failing to meet non-discrimination policies.
I think a lot of times these campuses, I think about the way the Soviet Union was years ago. They had a few show churches to make it look like a freedom religion, but behind the scenes, they do a lot to suppress it and keep it out as much as they can.
Matt Bennett saw a need for more Christian influence at elite universities.
I think in many ways, it's been a train wreck for 50 years in terms of the people going through these places and getting secularized and going out. I mean, the research we've done, if you look at the most influential schools, maybe the top 20, and look at the top leaders in government, business, education, and media, about two-thirds of them went to those top 20 schools.
In 2011, he started Christian Union to specifically focus on schools that consistently produce the nation's leaders. That's led to 10 campus chapters, including all the Ivy League.
If we want to change the nation, we've got to hit these people and minister to them. These campuses have done us a great service. They brought together some of the most leadership-minded, ambitious young people in the country. And then our part is simply to tell them about Jesus Christ and disciple them in the Lord.
Christian Union has faced some pushback from university officials, just as other Christian groups have on secular campuses. But Bennett has a more aggressive approach to dealing with discrimination, making it clear to the university that he won't back down or go away.
When you do that, the universities end up respecting you more because of it. They know they can't just kind of roll right over you in whatever the circumstance is.
A pretty radical approach that's seen success on campus, but actually met resistance from Christians for its aggressive stand. Bennett's response is to point to the Apostle Paul.
We need to be firm about it. You see, wherever the Apostle Paul went in his travels, there was either riots or revival. When you preach the gospel and you put it forth, there's often reaction. So we should expect that's normal and should happen, and not be afraid of it. There's going to be some turmoil from time to time.
When Princeton University refused to recognize Christian Union, Bennett took a move from the playbook of powerful secular groups, hiring a civil rights organization.
So they wrote a letter to the president of Princeton, and she wrote back in 3 days and said, you're absolutely right, you should be. So they did the right thing, and we're thankful for that. They did in 3 days what they wouldn't do for us in 3 years.
And his efforts have led to positive response from students looking for more than just academic achievement.
I think these students are hungry for, in their soul, the things of God, really just like everybody else. And it can be hard to be in touch with that when you're running so hard after what's glamorized as success in the world's eyes. And but all of our hearts really are created, as Augustine said, for God, and they're going to be restless until they find rest in Him.
Clay Cromer heads up Yale's chapter of the Christian Union. He says, believe it or not, students are finding the Lord in the Ivy League.
Oftentimes they come here and realize, wow, I'm not the greatest in my town or city anymore at XYZ. I'm around a bunch of people just like me, you know? And so as people wrestle with those things, they can get in touch with the needs they have, which are really for the Lord.
Even having achieved, come to my dream school, that did not satisfy, and that was not it. I still a longing within and a consciousness of need in me, and knew that somehow that had to do with God, but didn't really know what that looks like.
In the midst of his search, Kenneth received an invitation to a Christian Union Bible study.
It was there that I think I was seeing in someone light. I just watching the way he was talking and the way he was reading the Bible, and as if he actually loved it and believed it, and there was reality there. I knew he knew something I did not. He had something I did not have.
Not long after that, on the floor of his dorm room, he begged the Lord to make him new.
God met me there. I knew the guilt and the weight of that lifted off, and that was a joy and a peace that I'd never known before. And I knew I was in the presence of more than who I am.
In the competitive, rigorous, and stressful Ivy League environment, young men and women are experiencing the freedom only Christ can deliver. Now, with the support and encouragement from groups like Christian Union, they can grow their faith and spread God's influence around the world.
Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light.
Caitlin Burke, CBN News, New York.
That's so awesome what Christian Union is doing on our campuses. And so often we get this temptation to go away from where the fire is, go away from where the trouble is. But you think about everywhere Jesus went, trouble happened because the darkness was going, we don't want the light. Jesus wasn't causing the trouble. He was the response. He was the water that put the fire out. He was the truth that showed up in the midst of the lie. When Paul showed up, I mean, think about Paul, the Apostle Paul. It was either revival or it was riots. And sometimes, quite often, it was both taking place at the same time. It says, the kingdom of God, since the time of Christ, has been advancing, but it's been advancing by forceful men, by force. And we take a hold of it by force. It's a forceful thing that takes place. And it's interesting that Christians were the ones that were giving them a hard time for standing up for what they believe on the campuses. I thank God for Christian Union. I thank God for this young man that found the Lord. And we got to stand up and say, you know what? We can have revival, not riots, revival on our college campus.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.